Think about what we've talked about here. Retail prices remained strong last year, didn't they? Up 8% for the year. But they declined 4% by the end of the year. At the same time, Fed values are 30% off their highs, aren't they? So the margin has shifted. If we look at the margin here in 2014, it was record high. And we had record high cattle values at 154.50 per hundredweight. As we moved into this past year, prices came down as we moved through the year, and our percentage of retail, or our leverage bargain position, also declined as the year progressed. The points I want to make here is you look at where we're at in the fourth quarter, down close to 19%, we had built in recessionary levels, similar to 2002 and 2009. In addition to that, if you looked at where we are or have been the last couple months to our annual forecast for this year, we would suggest that margins will improve for the cattle feeder. Margins, in other words, we will get a little bigger piece of the pie of the end product or end price as the year progresses. It's still going to be low from a historical perspective, back closer to some of the norms we saw pre-2014 run-up. But nonetheless, we're suggesting the markets build in a lot of the bad news from a margin standpoint. I think this ties it in from a visual maybe better. Just thinking about on a quarterly basis where Fed prices have averaged over the last few years. You can see the distinct run-up until we peaked in 2014 in the fourth quarter. And you can see that last year we held together very good in the first half. We averaged 160 in the first half of last year. But you can see how prices deteriorated as we went through the remainder of the year. Large total protein supplies, no leverage, too many big cattle in the north, a lot of problems that we faced as a feeding industry. Now, as we look at this year, on average, we're going to suggest that we're going to average somewhere between 130 and 135. We've got a couple things circled on this chart that we need to talk about. 2014 and 2015, what's noticeable about those last 2 years, we were above the demand curve, weren't we? We got a higher percentage of the retail, higher percentage of the wholesale. We had leverage with tight supplies. Now we're starting to get back into bigger supplies, not only of cattle, but also of total protein, that we've lost some of that leverage. We've also circled a couple years down at the bottom there, 2009 and 2010, reminding us of what recessionary years look like. When you go through that experience, the market underperforms compared to what you would expect. Now, as we talk about this year, we're going to suggest a 130 to 135 average. We need to recognize what kind of year we're in. We're in a weather-influenced year. Carcass weights are declining at a faster-than-normal clip as we look at it from the fourth quarter where we're at today. It's a combination of not only weather effects on cattle, but the fact that we are finally in the cattle facts data for the first time in about 12 months, starting to pull cattle forward instead of pushing cattle back. And when that occurs, especially as it occurs continuously, that's typically very friendly for the market. In past weather market years, the move from the fall low to the spring high has been roughly 25%. If we use 117 as our low and do the math, that would tell us that our potential is up into the 145, 146 area as we think about this year for the spring rally. And so as we start trying to put a range around the market, we feel comfortable that what we experienced in the fourth quarter, because we priced so much bad news in, we were getting such a small price of retail, that in the upper teens to 120 should be the bottom side of the market. And our upside of the market potentially is into the mid-40s as we think about the spring. We also need to recognize where we're at from a cycle standpoint, the shape and slope of the market. And here we've got the illustration. The blue line is an average of all seasonalities for the last 35 years. On top of that, red line is what does it look like when you're in expansion years like we are now? In other words, when supplies are growing. When you've got growing supplies from a long-term trend standpoint, you tend to have your highs in the first quarter or in the spring, and your fourth quarter rally is not as pronounced as it is in most years. In fact, when we look at 2005 to 2014, when the market was trending higher, going through tighter supplies, we actually put our absolute high in the market 7 of 10 times in the fourth quarter. The opposite is now going to be true as you go into bigger supplies. Recognize that longer-term trend pattern because it affects not only cattle, fed cattle, but also affects feeder cattle and calves. Talk about the yearling market on a 7.5 weight steer. We would suggest for the year they'll average 165. And the math we're using there with Chad's forecast for corn, spot at 375, we think we'll have some discounts that will continue in the deferred futures. The cattle feeder's lost money continuously for the last 12 months, so he's going to have a tendency to buy a better crush margin. All that rolls together. On average, we can roll a yearling back about $40, put some profit into the cattle feeder's pocket. That's where that 165 comes back from. Also recognize in years following where the cattle feeder's lost a tub of money, like we have this last 12 months, the feeder market typically does not have much of a spring rally. It typically underperforms as we go through the first half of the year, as the cattle feeder buckles down and buys a better break-even. So expect that in the feeder cattle market to be a flatter slope as we go through the first half of the year. Basically, a 165 average is what we'd look at. If we talk about the calf market, we've got a 195 average. You can see the range around that. We would expect you have your highs in the spring, green grass fever like you typically do, and then move lower into the fall. We've got to recognize as we work into bigger supplies of calves, that long-term trend is going to be a little bit softer as we go forward. Nonetheless, we would still think that this year the calf market stays stout enough that it will support, combined with adequate moisture and feed conditions, continued expansion, although at a slower pace than we had last year. Bred cow values, as we look at that, we'd all recognize that they've came off their highs. And that we all recognize that the $3,000 bred cow probably was a little bit pricey, wasn't she? As we do the math here and take a 1.65 times the value of a 5.5 weight steer calf, just to kind of get back and say what that cow should be worth, you know, the range is probably $1,600 to $1,900. And so we've got to expect that as calf values move softer, we've got to expect the bred price to move softer as well. To summarize, basically, we recognize where we're at. We think our averages for this year are 130 to 135 on the fed side, 165 on the feeders, 195 on the calves. As we move forward, we know that we've got some challenges from a cycle standpoint, from a long-term trend price-wise.